It's time for 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that usually flails around and then fails miserably. And now your host,
sometimes,
your host for 7 Second Delay, the king of the zingers and proud New Jersey resident, Andy Breckman.
Sometimes we don't fail miserably. Sometimes we fail spectacularly.
That's true. Well, those are the good weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
And congratulations. I know you were at the big movie premiere.
Yep.
Last weekend.
Yep, and then the matinee on Monday.
The little Q&A.
Yeah, and there's one more showing tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Where, now, did anyone point out the flaw in the movie, the big problem with the movie, the obvious big flaw?
No. Why don't you tell us all what it is?
Well, it's pretty obvious. Anyone that sees the movie would get it right away.
Not enough Andy?
It's just crazy. It's just the most poorly structured movie. I am the star of the movie, but I'm not in it very much at all, and the story is not about me. Isn't that crazy? That is bad filmmaking, my friend.
Where did you hear that the movie was about you?
My wife told me.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to make you feel better.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. You're on the cutting room floor, my friend. Are you coming to the show tomorrow night?
Where is it?
It's at the SBA Auditorium on West 23rd Street.
You mean it's another screening?
Yeah. And this time we're having a red carpet. Well, not red exactly.
You're just following this little print around, just hoping to get your ego massaged for another 45, 50 minutes. You just follow it around the town.
I'm inviting you.
Where's the print tonight? I got to go. I got to go. The print, somebody's looking at the movie tonight.
I am asking you if you
I can't make it.
Why not?
It's tomorrow night?
Yeah.
That's my wife's birthday.
No, it's not.
November 20.
Oh, happy birthday, Beth.
Yeah, happy birthday, honey.
And man, you are so lucky you had a good excuse.
That's the best.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. It's so funny. It's her birthday, but I got the best gift of all. I don't have to see the movie again.
Well, no, you don't have to see the movie.
Again, the worst structured movie. The star of the movie, Andy Breckman, is in it for maybe 5 minutes.
Not even.
It makes no sense. And it's not about me. It doesn't focus on me at all.
There's great footage of you driving next to a landfill in Kearney, New Jersey.
That's, I think,
it's really moving.
By some accounts, that's the high point of the movie.
You're just upset because Sue Braun got the biggest laugh in the movie, not Andy Breckman.
I wasn't trying to get laughs.
No, I see.
I was trying to touch people. Hey, we're here. We have a camera in our face. Why don't you tell people about
that's
that?
That's right. Maddie from NJTV is here filming us tonight.
NJTV, tell me about that.
New Jersey Public Television, buddy.
So it's a media outlet with even less viewers than we have listeners.
No, I would say NJTV probably has a lot more viewers than we have listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably. Oh, now,
okay,
now you're enthusiastic.
Now I'm perking up. Wait a minute. So they could help us.
Yes.
So it's not a sad, pathetic display.
No.
Futility. Oh, no, this is fantastic. So, okay,
all
so
right,
Ken,
then.
A little advice.
Uh-huh.
Focus tonight. This is for NJTV.
I'm focused.
Before you say anything, think. Stop and think. Is this the wittiest thing I could say? Is it phrased as well as I could phrase it? Just stop and think. Pace yourself. Don't blurt anything out until you're sure. Go.
I think that's the opposite of...
oh, my God.
The opposite comedy strategy that you should take.
What? To be careful?
To think.
Yeah.
I think the best advice is to don't think.
It certainly worked for us.
Yeah.
It got us to where we are today.
It sure did.
Where are we today?
We're on the air.
I'll tell you
where we are today. We are on the air, and you don't have a clue as to what we said we were going to do tonight, despite you talking about it with several different people, Veronica and me, and we had a big fight about it.
No, we have a great idea.
Yeah, what is it?
No, it's a great idea. It was, it's a gender bender thing. Wait, it's we're going to disguise your voice. We're inviting listeners to call. We're going to disguise their voice so we won't know what gender they are.
Right.
Be they male or female, and you and I will try to guess. We will each get one question, and based on their answer, we will discern what sex they are.
Right. Good job remembering both genders.
Now, are we, so they can be male or female, and now are we accepting gay listeners?
Of course.
No, not fair. Not fair.
What do you mean not fair?
It blurs the boundaries. It would make it insanely difficult.
We're not talking about gender preference. We're talking about biological gender.
Biological gender.
Yeah. So now this is where you berate me for not caring about our transgender listeners. Go ahead.
Our transgender listener, we have one.
No, we have more.
Trudy.
No.
We have one. You know we do. And you've never respected her. He, she has never.
For one thing, please do not refer.
Been comfortable with how you portray him, her.
Don't refer to Trudy as her or him, her. Trudy is him.
Trudy is not him. Wait, what's today, Wednesday?
It's the 20th. It's your wife's birthday.
I believe Trudy, if it's Wednesday, Trudy is back to her. Trudy wakes up and does what he, she feels.
Trudy is an outlier. I'm talking about our more normal transgender listeners.
201-209-9368. Call us up. We will disguise your voice and then try to guess if you are a male or female based on one question.
One question.
And you have already, in my opinion, cheated because you cared about the show. You thought about it in advance and prepared some questions. Did you write down questions?
Yeah.
Did you write them down?
Yeah.
You little cheater. I'm coming in completely unprepared.
Preparing for a show is not cheating.
I believe it is.
No, it's not.
I believe it is.
Erwin, quick, hide all the important clipboards from Andy.
Just give me some scrap paper.
In case listeners want to know what we're talking about,
I'll take it.
Andy Breckman usually writes all over the important clipboards and the logs.
And since we're being televised, you and I have to be very careful. Do not doodle any sketches of the Prophet Muhammad. Because we're being televised today.
Is this your way of saying that you would like to do some Prophet Muhammad doodles?
I can't today.
Do you know how much I got for your last one on eBay? I got like $500.
No, it's because I capture his spirit.
You are on a roll. That sculpture on your front lawn in Madison, New Jersey
of the
Prophet Muhammad.
Thank you.
It's very impressive. I mean, it's...
Well, it's made of your urine. I froze your urine and sculpted him from that.
Oh.
That's blasphemy, and I would lock the doors tonight.
That's really weird.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're playing Jihad Chicken.
All right, we are ready.
Okay.
We are ready with our first
caller.
Can you
disguise the voice?
I believe I can. Now,
Now, wait, we should tell, if you're a female, try to talk in a slightly lower register.
Correct.
And if you're a male, you can talk either normally or maybe even a slightly higher register. Don't exaggerate it.
Right.
And talk
slowly
and clearly. We don't want to know if you're a man or woman, although we'll try to discern it from the answer.
Right. You're on the air, you're going to sound like a demon.
Okay.
We're giving you what's known as...
Hello, caller. Don't identify yourself.
It's Jay in Mexico.
You mean Jay is the first initial?
Yes, we're just giving first initials. Jay in Mexico, you're on the air with your voice disguised.
Hello, you love the show. Now you speak. Well,
you talk to him a bit, Andy.
Wait, You're going to try to fix this?
Yeah.
It sounds like a scene from a bad horror movie. It sounds like I'm in a haunted house.
Hello.
It sounds like the walls are bleeding and the house is talking.
Hello.
Hello? Wait. Is this Jay in Mexico? Don't identify yourself. Wait, is this our show for an hour, Kenny? Ken, I can't hear.
Jay, I think we have a bad connection. I'm moving on to line two. It's S in Alameda.
Hi, we're at 201-209-9368. Call us up. See if you can stump us. We're disguising your voice. Hi, thanks for calling.
That's more like it.
Hi, you love the show.
I love the show. I can't believe that I got through.
Okay, so we have to do that. Okay, so I'm going to ask this person one question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And, okay. What are you getting your mother, caller, what are you getting your mother for Christmas this year?
She likes a perfume titled. Oh.
She likes perfume titled. Oh.
Perfume.
A perfume.
Yeah. I already know it's a he. Yes. He is getting her perfume.
Okay, so
I do get to ask a question. S, what size pants do you wear?
Three.
Three. Okay. So you're okay, now don't say another word.
I was sure that S was a guy, but he answered.
Well, but if that's kind of cheating. You can't ask what's, because aren't men and women's sizes different?
Yeah.
Well, for the love of God, why don't you say, do you have an Adam's apple? It just doesn't, that's just blatant. It's just cheating. You can't ask that. It's so sex specific, it's gender specific.
I thought that was the concept.
But just ask then, want to ask, you know, tell me about your penis. Ask what, you know, it just doesn't make, it's just not fair.
No, that's your job to ask
No.
I'm saying that S is a man.
I'm saying S is a man also. Okay, now let's identify yourself. Can you take off the.
Yeah. Hi, S.
You busted me.
Yeah, what is your. Okay. What is your actual name, S?
Scott.
Do you agree that Ken's question was unfair?
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Well, he lied. He said he...
Well, then if he lies, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you just ask general questions? Take the lead from me.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank you,
Scott.
Very much. Okay, so I'm going to take that point. Your question was unfair.
No.
It's one to nothing.
I guessed it was a man before you did. Immediately.
Fine. We're at 201-209-9368. Call us up. We're disguising your voice, and we're guessing your gender.
Oh, geez. Now you've destroyed my whole strategy for winning.
What did you do? Yeah. Tell me about your Adam's apple. That's going to be
No, that's no good.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that men have bigger Adam's apples.
When was the last time you had a breast exam? It just isn't fair. All right. Those are your questions you prepared?
Yeah.
Well, then we're both back to square one.
It's 1-1. The phone number is 201. I had such great questions.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. We'll hear your questions in a minute. How can we throw this net any wider? Here's what we're asking. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to answer any trivia. All you have to do is be a man or a woman. And you have to know which one you are.
Now, you could be transgender, too.
No, well, Trudy, I already talked to Trudy before the show. She's sitting this one out. She's not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a whole show for her next week.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Okay, do you have your little electronic?
I asked my daughter this morning for questions that I could ask people that would, identify them as either a man or a woman.
I see. And that was one of them?
No, I haven't even gotten to hers.
Oh, I'm sure hers are better than yours.
Yeah, she's got a lot of really good trick questions.
Well, I'm sure hers are more fair, at least, than yours.
I don't know about that.
Hey, did you notice everyone's wearing my trademark? Everyone's stealing my look around Manhattan today?
What look is that?
The wool hat. Did you notice that?
Do you get a royalty?
I started that like 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. The
and
wool hat.
I never knew it would catch
Funny,
on.
Funny, because wool hats were around more than 4 years ago. Did you steal the idea from somebody else?
I'm not sure that's true.
I understand you popularized it.
If that's true, I apologize. Yeah, it's like... all right, here we go.
Here we go.
You're on the air. You love the show. Don't identify yourself. Do we have a first initial?
No, we don't. We don't have a caller. Oh, yeah, we do.
Nick, just put him through,
honey. We got Jay. Jay in Mountain Lakes. You're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Jay.
Hi, it's a guy. Listen, just by saying how you doing,
yeah,
that's it. You blew it.
I agree.
Okay, thanks,
Hi, Jay.
Miles. How you doing?
Yeah, Jay, don't say how you doing.
Have you ever heard a girl say how you're doing?
Multiple times.
No. Girls say, thank you so much for inviting me. Here's some bundt cake.
Is that what they say?
That's what they always say.
Huh. You're hanging around with a different species of woman than I am.
How you doing? How's it hanging?
I agree. How you doing? Very gender specific.
Okay. So we're moving on. Yeah.
And now that you've blown my strategy, I have to ask you all the questions.
Sure,
go ahead. That my daughter wanted.
Yeah.
What do you find on the inside of a restroom stall in a woman's bathroom? A public restroom stall.
Well, you can't. A guy wouldn't know that.
You might surmise it. Oh, it's M. M in Florida. M, you're on the air.
Why don't you say this, as long as you're cheating? What are your chances of contracting testicular cancer?
I have no idea.
Okay, here we go. Wait, we have M on the phone. You love the show.
You bet. I haven't been on WFM News since the 70s, but I was live in the 70s.
That's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
He didn't raise his...
Oh.
Hi, M. M, you're no longer disguised.
Okay.
Is that your voice?
Yes, it is, and you're 100% right. I'm a male.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, M.
We could just tell by the cadence, really, right?
Yeah, there was something. Yeah, there was something very male about it.
Okay. All we're asking
but
for
people.
But
he didn't have a super deep voice.
All we're asking for people is be a man or a woman. Know which one you are. There's a very easy visual test you can do. It's 99% accurate. And then give us a call at 201-209-9368. Okay, let's begin this seriously.
In Here earnest now.
Now talk.
Okay.
Talk slowly. Lower your voice slightly if you're a woman. Don't try to give it away with the cadence or type of answer. Okay, here we go.
How are women supposed to answer?
They talk slowly.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Have some bundt cake,
I brought you some bundt cake. Yes, welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, That's how women introduce themselves.
Got it.
Okay.
Hi, M.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead, Andy. Ask.
You love the call. You love the show. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Hey, okay, so I'm going to... I just heard some news before I came to the show. Mm-hmm. My our little cat, we have a little cat in the house that we've had for about 3 years, and the cat is sick, and the vet said we're going to have to put her down.
Got to bail out of that one. Sorry.
Why? What happened?
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear the end of the cat story.
Okay, well, I'll tell the next caller. Okay.
P in San Mateo, you're on the air.
Hi, P. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hello.
Hi, P.
So anyway, the vet, I have this sick cat at home, and the kids love the cat.
Uh-huh.
Little mittens.
Right.
And we took her to the vet, and the vet is now advising us that we have to put her to sleep. What do you think we should do, P?
Cats taste good.
What? Can you tell us that again, P?
Cats taste good.
Cats taste good.
Yeah, so it's a guy.
Yeah. It's
Hi, P. You're no longer disguised.
Why? Oh, you want to talk to P in person?
Hi, P.
There's something...
You're not even trying, Ken.
Whoa! Wow, she got us.
She did.
Good job.
Because she knew how coarse... She knew how coarse and heartless guys are.
Yeah, she knew that only a guy would say cats taste good.
Completely suckered us.
Good job, P in San Mateo. I'll take the point.
You'll take the point. Why?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That's how it's done.
She could be a good spy. I'm surprised the CIA doesn't scoop that girl up. She can do anything.
All right.
Okay.
So we're disguising your voice. Give us a call at 201-209-9368, and we have to guess whether you're male or female or whether you're Trudy. Our transgender listener. All right, T in Austin, you're on the air.
Hey
T.
Hey.
Hey T.
I knew Trudy in college. She spent her senior year abroad. That's my little transgender joke.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you hear that?
That's really hilarious.
What was your favorite part of that joke?
Not the punchline.
No, I know.
For damn sure.
Most people love the setup. Gotta love that setup.
All right, who do we have on? We have T in Austin.
Hi, T. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Hey, T. When was the last time you
menstruated?
Okay, T. T. When was? Well, now I know T is a woman.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? Based on what?
Based on that little laugh that she just did.
I don't know. Okay, well, ask her your question. No. Ask her your question.
I don't need to. You can ask her a question. I'm settled.
You think this is a woman?
Yes.
T, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who is your favorite James Bond actor?
Sean Connery.
I think T's a guy.
Okay. Hi, T. You're no longer disguised.
Andy, it's your wife.
Wait, when you lied about Austin.
Yes. Now, if you played, Beth.
Beth, if you had said Green Hill Road in Madison, I might have.
I'll take the point. I should get 10 points for that. Not only did Andy not recognize his wife, he didn't even recognize his wife's gender.
I'm almost always sure of my wife's gender. That is embarrassing.
Happy birthday, Beth.
She's gone. She's gone, baby, gone.
She's angry. Man, you have a lot to answer for tonight when you get home.
How's your couch? How's your couch? Is it still as comfortable as ever? I'd like to spend a little more time enjoying
Hoboken.
My wife fooled me.
The phone number is 201-209-9368, and you call up. We'll ask questions, and we have to guess whether you're male or female. And D in Germany.
Wait, but you would have guessed wrong there.
No, I...
Bethy fooled you with her, quote, laugh.
I guessed it was a woman.
You did say woman?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I'm usually sure about her gender. That is embarrassing.
Yeah. Well,
I'm right almost all the time.
Almost all the time?
Almost all the time.
I mean, I would hope.
I've been wrong twice, and she never lets me forget that.
Yeah, I'd hope that you'd be right like 99% of the time.
I'm getting better.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting better.
Okay, all right. I'll try not to be so critical. D in Germany, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
No, D, call back. Call back and be from another country.
Sorry, D, I forgot.
Hey, wait. If we have fans in Germany, Beth and me and the kids are going to Germany.
Uh huh. Where are you going?
We're going to Amsterdam. We're going to Brussels. Then we're going to Germany.
Uh huh. Where are you going in Germany?
Some town that Beth has family in.
Oh, okay. Do you know where it is?
No, I don't. She told me like 8 times.
Near Berlin, near Cologne.
Some little town.
You have no idea. You
some
don't
little
care.
Town.
You don't care.
I have to pretend to care.
Right.
Because I'm married.
Yeah.
But listen, if we have listeners in these in the low countries and Germany, maybe they can meet us.
Well, you have no idea where in Germany you're going to be. It's a big country.
Yeah.
It would be helpful to know around where you're going to be. Near what major city?
Bethy, text me. Tell me the name of your little city.
All right, we're going back to the game here. It's Jay in Brooklyn, and your voice is disguised, Jay.
Jay is not your name. Jay is your initial.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, tell us about the best Christmas you ever had in your life.
I'm not a Jewish, I am.
Something about Jewish.
Tell us about the best Hanukkah, Jay.
I'm sure. No Christmas for me.
Yeah, Jay, you have to talk more slowly so we can understand you.
I was saying I'm a member of the tribe, so no Christmas for me.
Okay.
Okay, you're a member of the tribe.
Jay's a guy.
Because of that phrase, member of the tribe. No woman would use that phrase.
No woman would ever use that phrase.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Jay, we're undisguising your voice. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we knew.
Andy.
Yeah, no.
I think we
both knew.
It is something about the
Thanks,
cadence,
Jay.
Choice of words. I never realized that.
Yeah, it is an interesting game.
But you're right.
You were absolutely right. The way you want to play it is better than the way I wanted to play
it. Which is straight up. You have to be truthful.
Yeah.
But online though, it's easier to disguise your gender.
Yeah.
Even though you're using phrases and you're making word choices.
Well, you have no cadence. There's no cadence.
But about the way he said "member of the tribe."
Right. I've never heard a woman use that phrase, member of the tribe.
Oh, here we go. We are going to, we are traveling, if we have listeners in Germany or in Europe and can get to Bad Camberg?
Bad Camberg.
Do you know that town?
No. Never heard of it.
B-A-D, of course, and then C-A-M-B-E-R-G. It's near Cologne.
Near Cologne, okay.
It's not far from Frankfurt.
All right, listeners in Cologne.
We would love a listener to meet us at the airport, pay for our hotel rooms and meals.
That's not going to happen.
And just give us space. Don't expect us to spend time with you. And
what do you really want a listener to do?
I guess give us a private tour. Make me feel important.
Of Cologne?
Yeah. Impress my kids.
Okay.
Make me feel like a star for once.
Dress you up in Lederhosen, maybe?
You know, we don't drink beer. I don't know what we're going to do there.
Yeah.
Just tour some cemeteries? What's the plan, Bethy?
I think you're good. Yeah, you're going to see a cemetery.
Oh, good. I hope not just one.
No.
I hope there's a whole series, a montage, a parade of cemeteries.
And I think you're going to stop off at a rest stop on the way home from the cemetery.
Well, that would be the high point of my day.
Oh, the European rest stops are in a class by themselves.
Are we going to be in the Autobahn? That's kind of scary.
That's fun.
Have you ever done it?
No, I've never driven on the Autobahn.
I won't be driving.
All right, F. In Seattle, you're on the air, and your voice is disguised.
Yes, hello, Kevin Andy.
You love the show.
Hello, F.
You love the show.
I love the show.
Hey, F, tell me about your relationship with your father.
Well, we're on good terms. We talk a lot.
He what's a lot?
We talk a lot.
We talk a lot.
We talk a lot.
How often do you speak to him?
Every week or two.
Did you catch that?
No.
Yeah, it's
what
hard.
What can we do?
Well,
can you adjust it?
I can adjust it, but if I make it higher, it's going to be a lot easier to tell whether it's a man or a woman.
Can you make it slightly higher? It's
ever so slightly higher. You talk to F, okay?
Okay, I have nothing to say to F. F, say this for me. Luke, I am your father. Hey, F, how many times have you seen Star Wars?
What are you trying to tell me, Andy?
How many times have you seen all six Star Wars movies, F?
Yes, I have. But I didn't enjoy them all.
You did enjoy them all?
I did not.
Did not. Ooh.
You saw them with your boyfriend.
Now who's trying?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I withdraw that. That was not fair. Not fair. And I apologize.
Hey, F, what kind of deodorant do you wear?
You wouldn't know it.
I wouldn't know it. Okay, it's a guy.
Hey, F, how much is 5 times 6? That's a
F,
guy.
F is a guy.
That's a guy.
Hi, F, you're no longer disguised.
Yeah, this is actually David in Germany again.
Oh,
hi, good. Oh, I'm glad to call. Hey, David, do you live near Bad Camberg?
Not really.
How here. Far?
A couple of hours away.
Oh, that's close enough. We need you to pick us up at the airport. It's a family of four. We need you to rent a van and pick us up at the airport, if it's not inconvenient.
Well, it wouldn't be convenient, but it would be interesting. if you need help, sure.
It would be next summer.
You're planning way in advance.
Yeah, well, I have to line up.
When are you coming?
At the end of June. We have plenty of time to talk about this, man. What do you do for a living?
I translate.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you'd be very helpful. You'd be renting vans for us. You'd be buying dinners, and translating.
How much would you be a good friend. And how much would you be paying David?
I'd be paying him in FaceTime minutes.
FaceTime minutes?
You pick us up at the airport and translate. Help us all day. That's good for, I think, 12 FaceTime minutes.
That's it?
He could talk to me for 12 minutes.
Oh, man.
In person.
That's like
one-on-one.
That's like Eddie Murphy FaceTime numbers.
In Germany, I'm a big deal.
not that big. Man.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry,
it's
David.
It's negotiable.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, back to disguising voices.
Hey, how are we doing, New Jersey Monthly? Yeah, thumbs up. We got a big thumbs up from New Jersey. Not New Jersey
NJTV.
Monthly. NJTV.
NJTV.
What number on the dial?
You're not even
NJTV.
In the right media. It's a New Jersey Monthly's a freaking magazine.
What number on the dial?
This is a television station.
What number on the dial in Hoboken are you? You don't know. Your what?
It depends on the provider. It depends on whether you're getting it from Fios or, you know, Optimum Online.
But if you're at number two on your dial, you want to go backwards and start. It's such a high number. Wouldn't you agree that you want to do it from the other end?
No.
You want to come at it from...
No, I think NJTV is actually a fairly low number. It's like north of 13. It's like between 13 and 20.
It is?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
That's prime real estate. We've made it, buddy. They said this town would eat us alive. And here we are on NJ13. This is it. This is our big break.
We're talking to, let's see.
Hey, Maddie, you should come every week. We could be like a weekly thing, right?
Yeah, right.
Although we're not usually this good. Wouldn't you agree, Ken? This is unusual for us to be in this kind of role.
Can we go back to the show?
Whatever you want.
You still want to flirt?
Doesn't matter.
You want to flirt with Maddie a little bit more? Ellen Haskell, you're on the air and your voice is disguised.
Ell, of course, is your first initial. We don't know your name.
Hi, Ell.
What's up?
Nothing much. You love the show. How long have you been listening to our little show, Ell?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Good answer, Ell. Do you have a question for Ell? Ell, what is your relationship like with your mother? Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you have any siblings, Ell?
No.
You're an only child and you lost your mom.
I'm an orphan.
You're an orphan. Does that make holidays easier for you, or does that make holidays a little tougher for you?
Easier.
Tell us why, L.
Isn't it obvious, L? I mean, isn't it obvious, Andy? I'm an orphan.
You're an orphan?
Yeah.
Does that make holidays easier for you, or is that a tough time for you?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
So much easier.
It is?
Yeah, infinitely.
Because you're not going to be seeing your parents?
Well, you only have one family that you have to see. I only have to see my wife's family.
Yeah, lucky duck.
Yeah, think
you
about it.
You lucked out, man.
Think about it.
Oh, man.
I envy you. I'm really sorry about my co-host, Andy.
Congratulations to both you and Ken for the demise of your parents.
Okay.
All right, L's a guy. Just from that, okay.
L's a guy because he's joking around with us about the death of his parents?
No, just the way he said, okay.
I think you're right, because I don't think a woman would laugh like that.
There was just something about that, okay.
Okay, let's take off his phone.
L, we've taken off the demon voice.
Okay.
Oh! we owe this gal. This is a spunky gal.
Is spunk good?
Yeah, spunky's
okay.
Great.
All right.
Wow, okay, so neither of us get a point there.
Neither do.
Well. And
thanks, Al. What's your actual name, Al?
What?
What's your actual name?
Lena,
huh?
Love it. Well, you fooled us all.
Yeah, thanks. You did a great job. That's how to play the game. Be like Lena.
Right.
What?
I'm telling all the other listeners to be like Lena.
No point. So we're at
Lena.
We're at 201-209-9368. And we're trying to
I'm putting
guess your gender.
Putting the demon voice back on, and we're going to G in New York. You're on the air.
Hi, G. Thank you for calling.
How's it going?
Good.
It's going good. May I ask G a question?
Sure.
G, if you could have dinner with any historical person, living or dead, any person from history, who would that be?
Oh, geez. Probably Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. That's a guy, because every woman has a different answer. Every woman says the same thing when you ask
Which
them.
Is what?
Harriet Tubman.
That's not true. That's
yes, it is.
That's ridiculous.
The Civil War heroine.
No.
Yes, it is. Every woman admires her more than any other. You'll see.
I challenge.
Well, you'll see. This is a guy.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk.
I think it's a girl.
Hi, G.
Hi.
Oh!
I get the point.
Gee, you wanted to say Harriet Tubman, but you purposefully said something else, didn't you?
No, I thought you would get it from Shakespeare, because all women love Shakespearean plays.
Yeah,
so.
That's a dead giveaway, Andy.
What, did you guess, girl?
I did, of course. You don't even remember what I guessed.
We could play back the
30 seconds.
Play back the public, play back the MJ TV tape.
You are incredible. You don't hear what I say. You can't recall what I said
girl.
10 seconds ago.
Well, I don't ever listen to you.
Sorry, Andy, I'm with Kenny.
That's
girl.
All right. That's no problem.
Thank you, G. Oh, this is a fun
show.
Ken,
just so you know, just to get it straight, I never listen to you, and I very, very rarely listen to myself.
Okay,
got it. I am gone.
Oh, yeah.
During these shows.
You're as hard on yourself as you are
on me. No, I'm just somewhere else. I have other things to think about.
All right. The demon voice is back on, and Kay in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Kay. Thanks for calling. We're going to ask you one question and guess your gender.
Ready, Kay? If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
That's a girl.
I'm not so sure. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. What characteristics about Harriet Tubman do you most admire? Well, maybe it's a guy.
Katie.
You're crazy.
I think it's a girl.
I think it's a guy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the demon voice is off.
Because no girl would be stumped about Harriet Tubman.
Kay?
It's Karen in Sleepy Hollow.
All right!
Oh!
I win again! Thank you, Karen!
Man,
invisibility.
Invisibility, that was the clue?
Yeah, because only a guy would say invisibility because guys are so darn creepy. So guys want to be invisible.
Wait, but she
was trying to stump us, so she said invisibility.
Oh, so she was playing mind games with us.
Right.
Oh,
am I right, Karen?
Sure.
Yeah.
You're
there
right.
We go.
You mean wait, Karen?
You, Karen.
Do you mean in real life? In real life, Karen, you have a different superpower. You'd
I hung
rather
up
be?
On her. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah. Let's put the demon voice back on. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
We're asking today is if you're a man. Or if you're a woman, give us a call. We can't make the net any wider than that.
Right.
You do have to know which one you are.
Well, no, we have several transgender listeners, Andy.
We have one transgender listener.
I think more than one.
Well, sometimes she has friends over.
But she doesn't.
Sometimes she has friends over.
It's not he, she. It's he.
Trudy, just ignore him.
All right, let's see. We are on line two, which is Jay in New Jersey. No, it's, Jay in New Jersey.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jay.
You love the show.
I want to be the fastest talker ever. Ask me a question.
Jay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. What color is your hair?
That's a weird question.
Go ahead. Blonde. Okay. I'm ready with my guess.
How would you discern anything from
because
that?
Because Veronica, our producer, gave me this hint. Veronica said that no woman will ever describe her hair in one word.
Really?
That's what Veronica
so
said.
So see that? So you're asking loaded questions.
No, that's not loaded. That actually, I think, is within bounds. That's kind of a fair thing. I'm guessing guy here.
Okay. Then I get to ask my question. If you're going to play that way, I get to ask my question.
But mine is a fair question.
No, it's not.
No, because...
Veronica told you that no woman would describe her hair.
Well, but that's Veronica's theory.
With
it's not
one
a,
word.
It's not a fact. It's not locked in somehow.
Okay. Here we go. Jay? What kind... Jay, I have a question for you.
Hello.
What kind of makeup do you use on your face to hide blemishes?
Not fair.
The makeup that comes from the makeup shop.
Okay. This is,
I'm ready with my guess.
Yeah, I'm ready with my guess. This is a mentally challenged woman.
It's a man.
I'm going to guess mentally challenged woman.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Whoa. I was right.
Whoa.
I nailed it.
You did nail it.
What is Jay's first name?
Jay, what's your first name?
Jennifer.
Did you catch that?
No.
Yeah.
But wait
thanks for calling, Jay.
Wait. Ken, now we're on, Ken.
Yeah.
We've kind of gone off the rails.
Yes, we have.
Because people are just lying. They're trying to fool it. They're lying.
Let's get back on the rails.
The rule has to be you tell the truth.
Yes, you tell the truth.
You have to answer questions directly, kind of like you're sworn
in. What if they don't know the truth?
It has to be as if they're being deposed legally. They can say, I don't
know. They can say, I don't know. Okay.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
But doesn't saying, I don't know, that tells you a lot?
It does tell you a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, let's keep playing.
Yeah.
The demon voice is on. D in New Hampton, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, D.
Hi, D. Thanks for calling. You will love the show.
I really can't believe I got through, but I'm sorry I did.
D, what's your favorite brand of ice cream?
Edie's.
What is it?
Edie's.
Edie's?
If Harriet Tubman was a brand of ice cream, what brand do you think she would be?
Oh, bad.
Chocolate nut.
See, chocolate. Don't you see where that was? What a thanks for the great
no, that's
bigoted setup.
That's
Andy.
A guy, because that was a funny answer. That's a guy.
Oh, and a woman couldn't be funny.
No, a woman would be offended by the question and would never have answered that way.
Okay.
If that's not a guy, I'll just do a jig right here. I'll just do a clog dance on the table.
Oh, God, please be a woman.
It is not a
please,
woman.
Please, D in New Hampton.
It is so not a woman.
D in New Hampton, I have taken the demon voice off now. Now find a woman no. and throw that woman on the phone.
It is a guy.
Hi, D.
Hi, D. What's your real name, sir?
I'm sorry, my wife wouldn't come.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate nut.
I don't mean to be offensive. It just
you just can't help it. No, you know why? You're a guy. You can't turn that off. Women
it's like
can,
farting. It's funny.
It's like farting. It's funny. That's a guy. I love guys.
Spoken by the creator of the new board game, Who Tooted?
Yeah.
Andy's going to make...
Coming soon from Goliath Games.
Andy's going to make a million from his new fart-based board game. Thank you, D in New Hampton.
Ken makes...
My name's Ken.
Ken makes fun of me all year about how I make a living until it comes time for me to write the marathon check. And then he's very reverential.
Why do you think I am rooting for Who Tooted? Oh, my God. Dear I God. Am rooting for rigged trivia. Why do you think I let Andrea and Irwin pimp you on the air for so long?
Yeah, if you're depending on rigged trivia, you're in serious trouble.
I'm rooting for the Unshut-Upables.
Unshut-Upables are coming.
For the other
real life travel bingo.
Oh, yeah, real life travel bingo.
It's all in the pipeline, my friend.
All right, the demon voice is back on. We are going to T in Morristown. You're on the air. Hi, T.
Hello.
Hi.
Wait, that's the voice disguise?
That's...
You love the show?
Really, I do?
Hey, tell me about... Now, you have to answer truthfully. You're being deposed. You're under oath. Tell me about a childhood pet that you had as a child.
Okay, I have my pet cat, which I love with all my heart.
it's great, man. T is a leprechaun.
With all me heart.
All me heart. go on, T.
So what was the name of your pet cat?
Seamus?
It's called Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Okay. All right.
What are we doing? What are we doing? It's like we're inviting jerks to call.
This has got to I think I'm going to take the demon voice
it's
off.
It's got to be a guy.
Yeah, it's got to be a guy. Hi, D.
Hello.
Oh!
Oh, we're wrong again.
Whoa!
No, just kidding. I'm Evan.
That was Evan. Wait, was that your answer, Evan?
What?
Evan, you're a genius. That was brilliant.
This is great. You don't recognize. You don't recognize.
Well, because they sound so weird. Evan, you were great. That was fantastic.
That was great, especially the part about loving your cat with all me heart.
Yeah, you created
spoken like a true Lucky Charms fan.
That's like a Evan. You created a new lovable character. We'll put that in the repertoire.
All right, way to go, Evan. Thanks. Okay, putting the demon voice back on. Going to line 2, D in New York.
Hi, D. Thanks for calling.
I love the show.
You love the show. You can't believe you got through. Hey, D, what did you do today? Describe your day.
Oh, I went shopping and I went out for Chinese food with all my girlfriends.
With all my girlfriends. So
it sounds like someone's trying to trick us.
Yeah, D is trying to make us.
Unless they're playing like a double trick.
Yeah.
Unless it's a woman thinking, I'm going to sound like a jerky guy. Are you ready with your guess? I'm going to go with woman. I'm going to say this is a woman, a very clever, diabolical woman.
I'm going with man.
Okay.
Hi, D.
Sorry, I'm not a very clever woman.
There we go. I get the point.
You're a half clever man.
I am beating the pants off of you. Thank you, D.
Thank you, D.
I guess somebody's going to have to go through the archive to get the actual score. Hey, Let's take a minute and talk about the great show we're doing at Monty Hall on December 5th.
Well, let's talk about the show we're going to do instead of the great show.
No.
Why promise a great show?
Because
just opening yourself up for lawsuits.
I love the fact that you're stealing $264 from Evan, your son Evan.
I'm bringing in $235 of my own money.
Right.
We're hiding it somewhere in the theater.
Right, in Monty Hall.
And you and I are going to give out clues over the course of the evening.
Kind of more like challenges.
Right. If they successfully complete a challenge, we will reward the audience with a clue.
Right. You come up on stage, and if you're successful with the challenge, then you get another part of the clue.
No, the whole audience gets the clue.
Right, the whole audience gets the clue. And then once all the clues are given out,
Then whoever can piece it together.
Whoever can piece it together. And
solve the puzzle. And either they solve the money or... You know, it'd be sweet.
What?
We do an entertaining show. Everyone's satisfied.
Uh-huh.
But no one finds my money.
No, somebody has to.
No, I go home with my money.
We are not leaving the theater until somebody finds the money.
I will be leaving the theater.
Anyway, this is
with my money.
This is the show we're doing Friday night, December 5th, right here at Monty Hall in
Jersey
City.
And do we have any big guest stars? Any big musical stars coming?
No, you didn't ask for that.
No, we don't.
No, you. I thought
as a special favor to our fan, Ken is not booking any of his favorite music acts.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, because we love you and we respect you, we will not subject you to that.
Now you're making me want to book somebody.
No, come on, yeah, Ken. I love these people.
Yeah, no,
these people have been through a lot.
I will book a musician.
No,
Ken.
No.
I will book somebody. That's Friday night, December 5th at Monty Hall, 8 p.m. $5, and yet somebody's going to win $264.
How can you get to the age you are? Uh-huh. You're in your 50s.
Yeah.
You're well on your way, almost
mm-hmm.
dead,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Right.
And still like that crap, that head-banging crap.
Maybe because I actually
genuinely
like that. And I don't understand how you could ever like the crap that you like.
But everyone else you know, everyone else I know has outgrown it all. It's music for mindless kids. It's music for self-hating, sad boys and girls. Okay. I love you, man. This is me trying to intervene. I'm trying to help you.
Uh-huh.
There's so much good music out there. And you should discover it and relish it before it's too late.
I enjoy more music than you do. You're the one limiting
yourself.
You're
going to be on your deathbed. You're going to hear some great music coming through the window and go, damn, I could have been listening to that. Damn, yeah. Linda Ronstadt.
Right, yeah. That's
damn.
Andy's dream is to be in the hospital room with a tube down his throat and Desperado is playing out of a car.
Damn, this is going to be you on your deathbed. Has Jackson Browne always been this brilliant? Damn, I've wasted this life. I hope I'm a Hindu. I hope I get 8 more lives to enjoy Jackson Browne and the California singer-songwriter movement from the 70s.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. What good times those were. The California.
Up in Laurel Canyon?
Yeah.
You hanging out at Joni Mitchell's house?
I hear that Laurel Canyon is full of famous stars. But I hate them worse than lepers, and I'll kill them in their cars.
Wait, what are you quoting?
Neil Young, Revolution Blues.
That's a Neil Young song?
Yeah.
I wonder why he's not invited to more parties. That Neil Young.
All right. The demon voice is on.
I'd love to see him at a party in California singing that song with his little guitar.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Just pan around the room as people...
I actually would like to see Neil Young at a party.
Hey, did you read his new book?
I tried. I could not get
about
through it.
About his cars?
Oh, he has a book about a brand new book.
A brand new book this month.
Oh, because he had an autobiography out a year or two ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so horrible.
Yeah. Well, if you loved him, you'd get through it.
Yeah, no, I do love him.
If you loved him, you'd love the book.
I love him. Is this new book that...
I think it's about the cars he's owned in his life.
And it's also not edited, I'm sure. And he probably says things like, okay, I'm bringing the laptop into the bathroom now. Here I am in the bathroom.
Wait, he says that's what he wrote in
his... In his autobiography, yes.
You'd think an editor would.
Like, no,
you mean any editor on earth would have caught that.
There's no editing, clearly no editing. He talks about a band that he was in high school.
Yeah.
And then 2 pages later, he says he introduces the band all over again. Like he wouldn't let anybody read the manuscript.
He just walked around with a tape recorder, just rambling.
I think so. Like he says, yes, in high school I was in this band, the Squires, and then 2 pages later it's like, that was when I was with my first high school band, the Squires. It's like, man.
Oh man, that makes me want to read it.
Yeah, made me not want to read it. All right, the demon voice is on. We're going to line 4, B in Montana. Hi, B, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, B.
Hey, B.
Hey, B, what was the last movie you saw?
What's that one by the Monty Python guy?
The one by the Monty
Python? Zero Theorem.
Oh, the Zero Theorem. The Zero Theorem by Terry Gilliam.
Well, that's a guy.
That's a guy's movie. Girl, yeah. That's a guy's movie all the way. Okay.
Your son made me go.
Yeah.
Your son made you go.
There we go.
And what did you think of the movie?
I hated it.
You did? I liked it.
But that's almost his trademark, Terry Gilliam. Movies you hate.
I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I mean, it was kind of boring.
No. It was great. It was fantastic. I thought if I said I hated it, you'd think I was a woman.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
Well, it's great. And you had a great evening with your son. That's the most important
thing.
Yep. It was great.
Thanks, Montana. Hey.
Thanks, Montana.
If Beth and I visit Montana, we expect you to pick us up at the airport.
He's gone.
I'm going to set up rides all over the world.
He's gone, yeah.
For me and my family.
All right. We only have a couple of minutes left, and it's time for YOY with Andrea.
We already have a nice contact in Germany.
Yep. And we go to A in Maplewood. A, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what kind of car do you drive?
I don't drive.
What's your favorite TV show?
I think I'm going to go with Doctor Who on that one.
Is that Doctor Who?
Yeah, he said, I think I'm going to go with Doctor Who on that
one. That could be either one. Now, wait, yeah. why don't you drive? You live in Maplewood. That's a suburban commuter town. Everybody else drives.
Trains.
You take the train to work?
Yeah.
Well, no. I walk to work. I take the train to school.
Take the train to school.
Yeah, I'm ready with my guess.
I've narrowed it down to 2 genders.
You have?
Only 2. I think that's a little better.
Oh, yeah, there are only 2.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Where will you be on Thanksgiving?
New York.
Having dinner with who?
Family.
I think it's a guy.
Well, then I'm just going to take the opposite.
You'll just be contrary?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Well, then one of us is right.
Yep.
Let's see.
Let's find out.
Should I be talking now?
Yep.
Yep, you're talking.
Andy gets the point.
Brilliantly played, my friend. Brilliantly played. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, putting the demon voice back on.
Are you tired of this game?
I'm a little tired. We only have 5 minutes left.
I'm kind of burned out.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm kind of done.
Yeah, you're done. But this is a different kind of done. Usually you lose the will to live.
I've brought everything I could to this game. I've done it all.
Yeah. This is different. This is different than when you lose the will to live.
Yeah, because I'm still engaged.
Yeah, but you just want it to be over now.
Yeah, because what curveballs are coming at us? What new things are going to come at us?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I agree. It's B in Maryland. You're on the air and your voice is disguised.
Hey, B.
Gentlemen.
Here's my question. What was the name of the Civil War heroine who saved dozens and dozens of slaves through the Underground Railroad?
Tubman, Harry.
It's a man.
Because he didn't know Harriet
Tubman?
No,
he said Tubman, Harriet.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Harry, not Harriet.
Harry. He said Harry Tubman.
Well, probably Harry helped a lot. I believe her brother Harry did most of the work, but didn't get any of the credit. Okay, you think it's a guy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it doesn't matter.
Okay. B in Maryland.
Let's see if I'm right.
The disguiser is off.
Gentlemen.
There it is.
Yep, it's a guy.
And wasn't I right? It didn't matter?
No, it does matter because I got the point.
Yeah, fine. Take 10 points. Here, I'm giving you 30 points, Ken.
Great.
You get all the points in the world.
Fine, you gave me 30, but you gave yourself 1,000.
It's raining points. I'm giving you 30,000. You win. Congratulations.
Oh. Thanks, B.
Can I go home now?
No. Oh, you're getting interviewed. You're getting interviewed by NJTV after this. You can't go home anytime soon.
What are they going to ask me?
Oh, I can't wait.
How do you live with yourself?
Yeah. That was what you wanted them to ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you have any mirrors in your house?
What was your favorite scene? What's your favorite scene in the FMU documentary other than the one that you're in?
I honestly can't remember any
you
of
can't
it.
Remember any of it.
All I remember is just being baffled. I'm the star of the damn thing.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes in. Yeah, you haven't made an appearance.
Yeah, you're not the star.
What?
Yeah, no, you're actually not the star of the movie.
Sometimes I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the game. We only have another couple of minutes, and it's E in Brooklyn. You're on the air.
And the, the lighting on the movie is very good, considering almost all of it was filmed up your ass.
I have good lights up there.
Yeah, you do.
Excellent lights.
And the sound was, the acoustics were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great production.
Yeah, you'd be amazed what they can do with nanotechnology these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
E in Brooklyn.
We'd like to thank...
Hi.
The producers would like to thank Ken Friedman for the use of his ass.
But.
It's but.
But, yeah.
It's fun to make yourself laugh.
Yeah.
It cuts down on entertainment expenses. You probably have to go out to the movies and stuff. I just sit at home and think of stuff.
Are you gonna talk to B?
No, I've given up.
E?
You enjoy yourself. You have fun, Ken.
Okay.
Have a good time.
I think he's a woman.
Enjoy it.
I already think he's a woman. So let's
Why, based on what?
Just based on,
just
I don't
based
know.
On what? Well, so you say hi.
She's been saying hi.
E, what did you do? What are you going to have for dinner?
I don't know. Clam chowder or something.
That's a woman?
Yeah.
Clam chowder or something?
That's my guess.
That's a guy.
Hi, E. The disguiser's off.
Hey.
See? See that, Andy?
Clam chowder or something.
Clam chowder. Never... She was being a guy.
That's the first...
I'm in the mood for that.
That's the first woman on Earth in the history of the world that's ever said that.
No.
Clam chowder or something.
What is so male about that?
My Uncle Harriet Tubman makes a really good clam chowder.
Harry made that clam chowder.
Harry Tubman. The unsung hero of the Civil War.
He's transgender.
Yeah. Thanks, E.
You're welcome.
Or E, or
you gotta love E.
E.
You gotta love that giggle.
I love E.
I love you too.
Okay.
Maybe E will come to our live show.
December 5th, 8 p.m.
But do you agree with this?
What?
We're off next week.
We are off next
week. Wait, that means we can't promote the show except for this, right?
Yeah, we're promoting it now.
Well, promote it some more. We're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, maybe we should record a show for next week. I'll figure something out.
Well, I am around a little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, we are live at Monty Hall Friday night, December 5th at 8 o'clock. Andy's hiding $273.
Now, when you say Monty Hall, you should explain that's the theater we have here.
The theater on the ground floor of WFMU right here, 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
So are you really charging money at the door?
$5.
Okay. And it's going to be a series of challenges. And anytime the audience successfully, anyone in the audience successfully completes a challenge, we'll give the whole audience a clue.
Right.
And if you have enough clues and you're smart enough, you can maybe find this money that
right. And what we are hoping will happen is that everybody will figure out the clue at the same time, and
there'll be a stampede.
There will be pandemonium,
like the end of Mad World,
right? Or the end of Rat Race with Smash Mouth. That scene with Smash Mouth.
I love that movie.
Now that was a movie.
This was
hey.
Great,
thank
Kenny.
You to Veronica. Thank you to Nick the Bard. Thanks to NJTV.
Oh, yeah, NJTV, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to be back every week, I understand.
No, I don't think so.
No, they kind of hooked now. They kind of get us.
Yeah.
They think that we would be a perfect addition to their schedule.
I didn't hear her say that.
Oh, I did.
Coming up next, it's YOY with Andrea. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Coming up on the show, a look at the impact of all those bad dates.
Let's go back in time in our time-traveling disaster machine.
They leave a mark. And when you find yourself reliving a familiar step, like when he doesn't text back, it's hard not to freak out.
It means like scanning your imagination for everything that you could have possibly said wrong on the date. Anything that you could have, like, did you have spinach in your teeth? Did you make fun of his mother?
We call it PTDD, post-traumatic dating disorder.
As an adult, dating-wise has told you and has prepared you for this idea that you are disposable, that you are something that a man can just pick up and play with and drop when he's not interested in you anymore.
Don't drop us.
My heart is beating, beating like 8 o'clock. My heart is
This is YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. I live in a part of Brooklyn called Bushwick. It's where they do cool urban walking tours of designer graffiti.
Graffiti keeps me clean is the motto of the Bushwick Graffiti and Street Art Tour. Tag that wall, paint that spot, sticker that lamppost, and don't get caught.
It's where the characters from Glee rented a loft.
For $1,800 a month, we could get a shoebox in Manhattan or this hangar in Bushwick.
Yeah, but what's the crime rate like in this neighborhood? It looks a little shady.
It's better than Detroit and Damascus.
And it's where Marnie and Charlie reconciled on Girls after an awkward brunch at Roberta's.
I want you. I know I'm a mess, but I want you. I want to see you every morning, and I want to make you a snack every night, and eventually I want to have your little brown babies, and I want to watch you die.
A lot of my life these days has been distracted by my neighborhood. There are the mice in our apartment, and the hookworms my dog got from playing in a puddle that made her intestines bleed. There's the guy storing pee jars and cookie wrappers at the top of the stairs, and the woman who wanted to punch me out. And there are the bedbugs. There will always be the bedbugs. These things don't come in threes. They just keep coming. This weekend, my car mechanic, Sal, found that rats had chewed through my car's engine wires. He sees this all the time, even talks about it on the news.
Rats in Brooklyn are moving in and calling cars home. Just ask mechanic Sal Salerno.
That's a chicken bone sitting under the hood of the car.
The rodents, typically found scavenging for food in subway tunnels, are moving on up, turning engine blocks into kitchen tables.
You eat up here because it's warmer after you just pull in from a day of driving.
Pop the hood and it's like a little rat restaurant on it.
Exactly.
When they're still hungry, those eco-friendly plastics holding my wires together are delicious. That's all my way of saying I had to take a couple sober Uber rides this weekend, my car out of commission. This is the first time I've ever called Uber, or any car, to take me across town just to see my boyfriend. My first driver was Luciano. He said, Andrea, beautiful name. He's from Ecuador, in the country's second largest city on the water. When he goes home every 2 years, he eats lobster. He likes Uber, but he's not making the $90,000 promised in their billboards. He didn't even know about the billboards. He lives in Queens by LaGuardia Airport. Works from noon to one every day. I asked if he had a family. No. Girlfriend? No. He said, no friends. I said, that can't be. You are a human being, not a robot. You can't just work and sleep and work and sleep. He said, you're very nice. Because I always think I have advice for everyone and understand everyone's experience, told him lots of embarrassing ideas for making friends. Just go hang out in a park. Or haven't you heard of online dating? And isn't there like a garage where all the Uber drivers hang out? Later, I thought about how out of touch I am. There are a lot of people in this world without friends. And living like this is incredibly easy as a driver in New York City. On my way home in the morning, my new Uber driver was Marcus. He's married, has two daughters and a granddaughter who will be seeing the ice capades later that day. He also didn't know about the billboards promising $90,000 a year for Uber drivers. He told me Uber takes 30%. I told him about Luciano and asked what advice I should have given him. Marcus said, I used to be like him. When I first moved to New York, I'd be driving around a city with a million people, knowing no one. As we got closer to my apartment, he looked around my Bushwick block. Mattresses out in puddles. Bikers with neck tattoos swerving through traffic. Rats tossing mango pits out of trash cans. Where I picked you up? Is that your dad's house? My boyfriend does live in an area nicer than me, and I could see why he might think that. But Bushwick's my home, and I deal with the problems. No, that's where my boyfriend lives. Your lucky boyfriend, he said, and looked at me in the rearview mirror. I agreed. Not out of pride, but just because it's amazing that any of us have any of us to do anything with, when the easiest thing is to crawl inside your engine, try to stay warm. I have a treat for you guys today on the show, a very podcasty chat with my friend Holly Wood. We'll discuss what we can learn from the scars of past dating experiences. Joining me from California over Skype is YOY's dating shaman, Holly Wood. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Andrea.
We had to do this early because you have a date tonight.
Oh, I have a date tonight. I have a blind date tonight.
Oh, are those the worst or are those the best? I don't know.
I mean, this is truly a blind date, like truly as blind as you can get. Like, I have no idea what this guy looks like. I have no idea what he sounds like. I have no idea what he does. It's through the dating ring, and I buttoned up the hatches or whatever. That's probably not the right metaphor. I actually don't know what hatches are for, but, I said, all right, you know what? I've tried enough things that, like, what's one more thing, right? So I am going on a blind date tonight.
Well, I know something you're going to be bringing with you tonight, and that's something we've been talking about a lot, which is PTDD. What's PTDD?
So PTDD is a term that you and I came up with, post-traumatic dating disorder, right? And what I mean by this is Andrea and I are really friends in real life. And so when we text each other, sometimes we have abbreviations for stuff. And PDDD is the term that we use to describe the aftermath of a first date when you actually like the guy, but he hasn't texted you back yet. And he hasn't asked you out on the second date yet. And you're just seriously sitting there, like, brewing in anxiety.
And why I think, like, a PTSD parallel really applies is, like, the reason why you're full of anxiety has nothing to do with him and everything to do with your past experiences.
Exactly. And it's almost like he's irrelevant. It's just that he's triggering in you all these pre-existing anxieties that come from having a history of dating at this point, where guys have flaked on you or guys have not texted you within a couple of days and you are naive and thought that was, like, cute and he was playing games until you got into your late 20s and realized he's just really, like, a mess and can't, like, keep his date straight and, like, days just bleed by and he forgot he hasn't talked to you in 6 weeks. Like, how does that happen?
How does that happen?
It's like, oh, I just got really busy. What? You got so busy you just forgot about me for 2 months?
Is it just a girl thing, do you think? Or, you know, I had a friend who recently